Moncrief on News Talk.
As part of our ongoing The World is Going to Hell coverage, here's the latest. Chocolate is getting steadily more expensive. And we can't even blame the US for this one. Graham Hertrick is the owner of the bakery in Rialto. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So tell us, what are the factors behind this?
So there's a couple of factors behind the chocolate price increase. One is there is the crop in West Africa was affected last year by a disease. And also due to climate change, there was a really bad crop around the world. Last year's crop was really bad. And this has just really pushed the price of chocolate through the roof.
OK, now this is cocoa we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Is there any way of quantifying how bad it was? Like, is it just simply a case there's far less of it and then maybe next year things will go back to normal again?
At the moment, they're saying it's going to be a couple of years before it recovers. But I have seen one tiny price reduction in the last couple of weeks. But majority of it is still going up, so it is.
Yeah.
Compared to 2001, my dark chocolate is over 200% up in price. Milk chocolate, 171%. White chocolate, nearly 300% up in price.
Mother of God, they're enormous. That would seem to imply that there's half the supply now.
Oh, it's absolutely, the price of chocolate has just skyrocketed through the roof. And it's not even just chocolate. It is all ingredients in the kind of bakery food sector, so it is.
Yeah. Butter as well, that's particularly bad.
Yeah, butter is, again, compared to 2001, my butter is 180% more expensive. I'm at the stage now where it's cheaper for me to buy soup, and a lot of restaurants and bakeries are doing this. It's cheaper for us to buy supermarket butter than it is to buy it from our wholesalers, which is crazy.
That is crazy. Because you'd wonder where the supermarkets are getting it from. Obviously not from the wholesalers.
Well, I do. Like, I understand it's a loss leader or whatever they call it in the supermarket. I understand that. But it's, I can understand the chocolate. There is reasons for it. But, like, if I could meet one dairy farmer who could turn around to me and say, I feel the effects of this price increase, I'd be fine. I'd actually be so much happier about it, but I can't. I've yet to meet that farmer who says, I feel the benefit from the price of butter going up.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah. So what's making the price of butter going up if farmers aren't getting rich off it?
Well, it is. It's everything in the chain. Do you know what I mean? Like, even in my own business, like, my insurance has gone up, my electricity's gone, everything has gone up. And I presume you pass that down the line. It's going up for everybody. And I know for farmers, there's a lot of, and I see on some of the products that I get, a lot of stuff that was coming from Ukraine and Poland, like my sugar, frozen fruit, things like that I used to use were coming from Ukraine. They went up in price. And I think, now I'm not 100% sure if you need a farmer to confirm this, but I think a lot of the fertilizers used to come from Ukraine as well. But that is what has kind of put up that price for them.
One of our listeners wants to know, and I don't know, Graham, if you can answer this question, why has white chocolate gone up in price?
I am not 100% sure about that. But as I said, it's just the price that I was, in 2001, I was paying 27 euros for 5 kilos. And it's now cost me over 100 euros for 5 kilos of white chocolate.
OK. How is that then directly affecting your business?
Directly, we had to make the decision to close our wholesale side of the business. I was receiving so many price increases, and these price increases are not, say, just on chocolate and butter. It's across the board. It's on everything. So last year, we couldn't keep up with the price increases that we were getting. We wouldn't even get notification from some of our suppliers that prices were going up. We just get an invoice and the price has gone up. So we made a really tough decision to actually close our wholesale business and just being able to concentrate then on our retail shop in Rialto and just really focus on that. Because it's a retail shop, our own retail shop, slightly higher margins, margins weren't working out for our wholesale business. So we had to make quite a tough decision to actually close the wholesale business.
Yeah, so now you're just like the cafe and the bakery.
Just our little shop in Rialto, just concentrating on that, exactly.
Yeah. But I imagine, though, that, I mean, and Ireland is poorly served with bakeries as it is.
There's a lot of really good bakeries out there now. There is, and most, like in Dublin, we are spoiled with some really, really good bakeries here in Dublin now. But like for us, we just had to kind of we couldn't pass on every single price. We can't pass on every single price increase that we receive. So a lot of it is down to us, kind of myself and my husband, looking at the books, kind of like, where can we save a little bit of money there, or what can we do to kind of protect it and absorb some of them price increases? We have to do it.
Yeah.
So it's tough, yeah.
Yeah. So do you foresee a future where things might get better and you could maybe go back into the wholesale business again?
I would love to go back into it at some stage or other. I don't see any kind of, for the wholesale side of it, I don't see kind of any light at the end of the tunnel. I do see for the retail side of it, I'm finding that people are supporting us a lot more. People are, and it is kind of it's coming after COVID, people are shopping locally a lot more still, and that's still very evident. And I see that people will buy, instead of buying a load of cheaper products, will come to our shop and buy one good product, or even a few good products, do you know what I mean, and enjoy it a little bit more than buying a cheaper product. So there is a lot of support out there still for small independent food businesses, thank God.
Yes, indeed. The price of cocoa, though, must be having an effect on everyone, as in, you know, the big, all the Easter eggs that are in the supermarkets now, that must all have an effect on all that kind of trade as well.
It definitely is. And like, I know for a fact that like the cocoa content in certain bars of chocolate has gone down so much, you actually can't classify it as milk chocolate anymore. And that's why this Easter, I'm definitely supporting. There's some brilliant Irish chocolatiers out there. Tara Gartland, Bond Chocolatiers. There's loads of Irish artisan chocolate makers, and that's definitely who I'm going to be supporting this year, because they need that support, so to do.
Yeah. We just had a message in from John, who's a head pastry chef. He says we paid €2.18 for butter before COVID-19. It's now €3.89. We paid 79 cent for margarine before COVID. It's now 150. 10 kilograms of dark chocolate last year was €89. Now it's €206. Just so customers can understand why we have to increase or discontinue sometimes. 89 to 206.
Even now in our bakery, like I'm finding myself, I'm kind of, like, your go-to for so long was like, I'll make something new with chocolate. And now it's like, how do I not use chocolate in a product? Like, you're kind of constantly thinking outside the box of like not having chocolate products, because actually that also helps with your VAT rate and things like that. It's the lower VAT rate if you don't have chocolate in it. So a lot of the products you're kind of looking at and kind of going, how do I not include chocolate in it?
God, that's sad. And then would you have customers coming in saying, what have you got with chocolate in it?
Oh yeah, no, we still do our brownies. I'd be killed if I ever stopped making brownies for the shop. And there's a ridiculous amount of chocolate in that. So we still have our core chocolate products that we've always had. But I'm just finding myself more and more, if I'm coming up with a new product, more than likely there's not going to be chocolate in it.
Yeah. And there isn't kind of an this is a stupid question, but I'll ask it anyway. There's not an alternative source of supply for chocolate from anywhere in the world.
Not that I'm like, there is, they're kind of bringing out different varieties of chocolate now. Like, there's a ruby chocolate you can get now, which has a slightly cheaper price point. And there's some, like, the work that's going into kind of chocolate alternatives is very, very high. It's still not as good as real chocolate, but there's a lot of work going into kind of alternative chocolate, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
But it's everything across the board is just going up. And it is scary times, but sure. Thank God we've got customers that support us.
Yeah. We wish you the very best for the future, Graham. Thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Graham Hertrick there, otherwise known as the Cupcake Bloke, owner of the bakery in Rialto.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.